Lord, thank you for being with us this evening and for every day. We thank you for taking care of our children, our community, our staff, watching over them as we head toward the summer. Please help them be safe and help us take care this evening to do everything possible to make the best decisions for this district. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for being here in this workshop. All right, good things.
Oh,
share yours, man.
Hey, I had crawfish boil.
It was awesome.
Appreciate Adam, y'all coming out. Yeah. Dr. Burt, Barry, you for helping. Had a big little turnout. We were able to raise $37,022 clear money to take to East Montgomery County Fair and Conroe Fair. So
you do a great job.
So what's that money go for?
So we do add-ons to our student members who make sale. So if you make sale, it's everything's equitable. If you make sale, everybody gets the same. And then we'll have a hunter club deal later where we try to buy, purchase animals, and drop the lease, bring the floor price up as size we can. So that's what it is.
That's fantastic.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
$37,000 a lot of money.
Yeah, that for 5 hours of, well, it wasn't 5 hours work, but yeah. Lord.
Right?
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Hey, it takes a lot.
Yeah, boil
like that. just to say hats off to you guys that are doing that and helping with that and organizing. It's a lot of work behind the scenes. And yeah, it might be a 5 hour event, but there's many hours on the phone.
Many hours.
Yeah. So,
selling
tables, soliciting.
Yeah. Relentless in soliciting. Mm-hmm.
Was that a huge no?
No, you didn't mean to take it. You got
it. It was well attended. There was what?
Probably 600.
Yeah, about that. Yeah.
And it was really just nice. It wasn't, it was
low key, really nice. Yeah, people, and
the food was great. Dr. Barnes had 10 boxes of crawfish?
Yeah, 10. I was working on 12 when my wife put us down.
I think about 2,000 pounds?
2,000, right at just that 2,000 pounds.
Two guns, but. Man, they got high.
You what? Oh, everything got high. But I appreciate it takes that person to dance to get it up that high. And
get over 4,000 or 22. I was like,
I couldn't even get my standard, like, let me bid low and drive it up so people don't hear
it.
No, it was
opening. $800 for a cake.
They start off like, oh my God.
I also, when Kevin said, is that it? I almost took off a booth to say, hey, let's sell this too.
Because
I think they would have bought it.
I told you, you can sell anything else.
Oh, it was,
I wanted
that
single shot, but that went for a lot of money.
And I wanted that Stevens, 1950 model Stevens.
Yeah, I went for $3,700, $3,500.
Just couldn't do it. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was.
But I was in there.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I went to the Fine Arts Showcase on Saturday, and it was really
I played there.
Really good.
I made a little bit of that.
You saw the choir. Yeah. The choir was fantastic. Well, I think for me, it's like the Stars. I haven't seen them in a while.
They were good.
And then the Dazzlers, they were fantastic.
The Color Guard too.
The Color Guard and then the Dazzlers, but it just it was very, very good. And then I don't know, it was nice that we had it. I think it was really good.
Troy Reynolds, Be Community, pulled that off. Brought some outside speakers in to talk about how art, you know, is useful in more careers, and that was really neat. And
so I didn't know he was in charge of that.
Mm-hmm. So Chris Pratt was.
Yeah.
And he left. And so we've had a void and somebody to supervise it. And so Troy is.
Troy did a great job.
For sure. Well, that's Troy's passion.
We're
going to align people's passion with their role. We're doing good things.
Yeah.
But his opening statement, he hit it.
He did.
Everything in this room has been inspired by somebody with a vision and even an artist's vision. I mean, every picture frame in here, even that chair that you're sitting in was designed by somebody's vision. So everything in here. It all started from there.
Yeah.
He said it best at opening remark.
Wow.
we had great examples of art in the hallways. So my good thing, I went by the GT showcase that morning at Peach Creek and saw some pretty cool stuff before I went over to that. And then personal good thing, we took the kids, Kim and I took the kids yesterday to Froberg's. You know Froberg's.
Alvin, Texas.
Right? Alvin, Texas, and we picked strawberries and sunflowers.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it was a good day. And Kim forgot to bring...
You know there's one in Cleveland. Wood Duck Farm?
Oh, I would have liked to have known that. No, she wanted to go down there. She wanted to go eat somewhere at Webster, so... But I tell you what, it is a mad rush. Yeah, it's like they open the gates, and it is a mad rush. People just attacking the strawberry fields. It was pretty
cool. I was there 2 weeks ago with my... So I'm from Alvin originally. I went to my mom. We drove right by Froberg's, and there's people out there
picking strawberries. You pick them, and then you weigh them, and then sunflowers. That's cool.
Oh, nice. Will you pick them off the flowers?
No, they give you a cutter,
yeah,
and you go out there, and these things are big.
Yeah.
Big, and so you go cut it, and so Tali wanted to cut. And then
whole thing left at Christmas tree, huh? Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah, but it was good. We had a good day.
Awesome. Anyone else?
Another from the audience?
Getting cut. No audience? All right. I'm still going to read it. Participants must have signed up prior to board meeting start time. Participants may address the board on any agenda item. Participation is limited to 3 minutes to make comments to the board, unless the participant requires the use of a translator, in which case participant is limited to 6 minutes. The board will only consider complaints that remain unresolved after being addressed through proper administrative channels and when they've been placed on the agenda. Please note the board of trustees shall not deliberate, respond, or make decisions regarding any subject that's not included in the agenda that's posted. For further information on these requirements, contact Katie Keith, Superintendent Secretary, 281-689-4441. Okay, we're going into closed session next, so the Board of Trustees will go into a closed session. The closed session will be held for purposes authorized by Texas Open Meetings Act, Texas Government Code 551.074, personnel, concerning any and all purposes permitted by the Act. No voting will take place in the closed meeting, and any action the Board wishes to take as a part of the discussions in closed session will take place after the Board reconvenes in the open meeting. It is now 5:41 p.m.
Thank you.